The trial for the murder of a Luxembourg resident in Portugal in August 2021 began yesterday at the Luxembourg District Court. The victim's former partner is accused of poisoning him with insecticide during the trip. The Minister of Health has launched a new prevention campaign to address respiratory infections expected to rise during the autumn and winter months. In 2024, the flu season was particularly severe, peaking at over 2,500 cases per week. Luxembourg-born EU Commissioner for Agriculture Christoph Hansen said national farmers will not lose 20% of their funding under the reformed EU-wide policies as claimed by critics. Hansen addressed Luxembourg's parliament yesterday to clarify the impact of the upcoming common agricultural policy reforms. In world news, former French President Nicolas Sarkozy is due to start his five-year prison sentence today. France's right-wing leader from 2007 to 2012 was found guilty last month of seeking to acquire funding from Muammar Gaddafi's Libya for the campaign that saw him elected. And Indonesia signed an agreement today to repatriate a British grandmother on death row for more than a decade on drugs charges. Lindsay Sandiford, who is in her late 60s, was sentenced to death on the island of Bali in 2013 after she was convicted of trafficking drugs. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to today.lu. It's a typical autumn afternoon out there, cloudy and mild, with the potential for some sunny spells. We may have some occasional light rain showers. There is a moderate breeze of between 10 and 20 kilometres per hour, with an afternoon high of 14 degrees.